Farms Truck Accessories near Memphis. Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, the Putnam County R1 School District, Putnam County State Bank, member FDIC, and by the Unionville Republican. And these additional sponsors that include the Alamo Inn, Beals Cattle Company, Charlie's Place in Unionville, Gary Knight Real Estate, Midwest Martial Arts Academy, Shawnee Bigfoot Tenderloin Shack at Rutledge, Unionville Country Club and Golf Course, the Unionville Livestock Market, Vernon Graphic Solutions, and Weston Heating and Air Conditioning. Good luck tonight to the Putnam County boys as they take on Bernie. KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton is there. He's calling the action tonight. Donnie, good evening.
And thank you very much, Mark. And hey, hi, everybody. And welcome to Springfield, Missouri, John Q. Hammond Center, home of the Missouri State Bearcat, Lady Bearcat. It's a Class 2 boys semifinal. The Putnam County Midgets coming in with a record of 24-2. And the Bernie Mules, they come in with a record of 28-1. Taking a look at the starting lineups. First four, the Bernie Mules, it'll be Tristan Johnson, a 5'9 junior. Noah Foster, 5'9, a senior. Camden Powell, 6 foot senior. Hunter Corzone, 5'11 junior. And John Nemo, he's a 6'3 senior. So Tristan Johnson, Noah Foster, Camden Powell, Hunter Corzone, and John Nemo. Again, the Mules are 28-1 and coached by Jason Long. For the Putnam County Midgets, it'll be Jaden Wyatt, 6 foot a senior. Lance Fowler, 6'3 senior. Zach Hyden was 6'1 a senior. Owen Ream, 6 foot sophomore. And Landon Wood is 6'5 and a senior. And the Midgets are 24-2, coached by Kyle Fleischman. And ironically, the only two losses that Putnam County has had were overtime losses. And Bernie's only loss they had was not in overtime. It was to Portageville by 2. And ironically, again, both teams won their quarterfinal in overtime. Big crowd on hand as the Class 2 game. The boys' championship in Class 3 was just completed. And Charleston defeated Lafayette County 58-56 in the girls' Class 3 championship. We were here for the first quarter of that game, Sal Shelby and El Dorado. And at halftime, after one quarter, El Dorado led Sal Shelby 20-5. And it didn't look like it was going to get any better. And I asked one of my radio cohorts beside me that picked the last ball game. And I said, what was the final score? He said, I don't know. But it didn't get any better. He said, I think they were down by almost 30 at halftime, and he thought it was a 40-point ball game. I'll get the details and all that from Misha before tomorrow's game, either at 2 o'clock or at 4 o'clock. If Putnam County loses, they'll play the third-place game at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. If they win, they'll play for the championship at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And got to Springfield this afternoon. Welcome to beautiful Springfield, Missouri. Heart of the Ozarks. Snowing and 26 degrees. It hasn't gotten any better. But it's warm inside the John Q. Hammond Center. It's going to be noisy. We're going to have a good ball game for you as the tallest player for Bernie is 6'3". Everybody else is 6'5", 5'9", 5'11", maybe 6 foot right down the line. And of course, in Putnam County, they got Lance Fowler at 6'3" and Landon Ward at 6'5". I was talking to some people that have seen Bernie play, that they are really, really good. They have some good shooting guards at a Class 2 school that does not have football, so they concentrate a lot on baseball and basketball. So what they're doing down here, they do the same thing at the district tournament. They introduce one Putnam County player, Then they introduced a Bernie player. So all of the players have been introduced. We're set to play basketball. Putnam County, the home team, dressed in road white with blue numerals, blue trim. Bernie also in blue, but their road uniforms, blue jerseys and pants and white numerals. So we're set to play basketball. Lance Fowler will jump center against John Nemo. I'm going to say Nemo. So John Nemo, 6'3 senior. Lance Fowler, 6'3 in the senior. As the ball is up and tip is controlled by Putnam County as Owen Ring gets a hold of it, gets it to Jaden Wyatt. Bernie comes out in the 2-3 zone. Wyatt has it between the two circuits on the left wing. He goes to Heidenwith. Now the high post to Wood. In the right corner goes to Wyatt. Inside to Wood. Wood gives it back to Wyatt in the right corner. Wyatt kicks it into Wood. Now underneath the Fowler puts up a shot, partially blocked. Fowler gets it back, goes back up with it, and drew the foul. And the foul's going to be on Hunter Corzine. That'll be his first. And Lance Fowler will go to the line. He'll shoot two shots. All the Putnam County fans are, I think, behind me. As the first one by Fowler is up, it's good. So Putnam County draws first blood. And I can't, Putnam County fans may be on the other side. As Fowler's next free throw short, and Nemo comes off with it. Gives the ball to Johnson. Kristen Johnson across the timeline. Gives it to Noah Foster. Drives the baseline. Kicks it back out in the corner to Powell. As the Mule goes from side to side. Powell gives the ball back to Foster at the top of the key. Now Johnson at the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Corzine. Corzine gets it back to Foster. Foster takes it right to Landon Wood. Puts up a shot. Rejected by Wood. And Landon comes away with it. Gives the ball to Wyatt. Wyatt gets it inside on the right block to Landon Wood. Now three by Heidenwith. No good. He left it short out of the right corner. A rebound comes off to Corzine. Corzine gives the ball to Johnson. Johnson from the free throw line. A little dotted line. Running 10-footer. Got it. 2 points for Christian Johnson. Jaden Wyatt with the basketball. Has it between the two circles. At high post, it goes to Landon Wood. Wood gives the ball out to Ream for three. Bullseye! Owen Ream buries the three. And it's 4-2. Starting with the lead is Johnson. Tried to get it inside to Nemo. Off the rim, and it's taken away by Owen Ream. Now Wyatt takes it down the right lane, lays it up, off glass, got it! 2 points for Jaden Wyatt. And it's 6-2. Right into the lead. Bernie with the basketball. Johnson gives the ball to Foster on the left side of the circle. Back to Johnson. Johnson at the dotted line. Now a three-pointer on the way. No good by Powell. And off the rebound, Landon Wood. Wood gives it to Wyatt, and Wyatt will bring it across the timeline. As Wyatt gets the ball to Ream on the left wing. On the left block goes to Lance Fowler. Missed the first one, missed the second one. And now a bad pass, a scramble on the floor. Fowler came away with it. And Kyle Fleischman got a timeout before the travel. 5:26 left to play in the first quarter. It's Putnam County 6 and Bernie 2. And tonight's game is being brought to you in part by these Putnam County sponsors, Western Heating and Air Conditioning. Unionville Country Club and Golf Course in Unionville. Beals Cattle Company in Unionville. Shawnee Sand, home of the Bigfoot Tenderloin at the Rutley Flea Market this weekend. So, quick 30-second timeout. Putnam County will have the basketball. Alabama's underneath their own basket. It's Lance Fowler. Missed a layup. I think somebody got a piece of it. Got the rebound. Then he missed it going back up. Bernie got the rebound. They lost it, and Lance was on the floor with him. So it's going to be Zach Heidenwith, inbound underneath his own basket. As Heidenwith waits for the basketball, gets the ball, looks for somebody, still looks. Now they get it underneath to Fowler off. Glass missed another one. And he's tied up by John Nimmo. And it'll be Bernie basketball on the alternating possession. Into the ball game for Bernie will come LaTurk Robinson. Johnson will bring the ball across the timeline. He's picked up by Wyatt. Now Johnson picked up on the other side. A three-pointer on the way. Lucky short. That was Noah Foster. And Owen Ream off the rebound to Wyatt. Wyatt gets the ball across the timeline, gets it up to Heidenwith. Now fast pass by Heidenwith. Stolen away by Foster. Foster takes it to the hoop, dumps it inside. Foster lays it off glass and got it. Noah Foster with two. And it's 6-4. Putnam with the lead. Now they try to get it inside to Landon Wood. Wood playing at the high post, not on the block right now. And a pass to him went off his hand, but goes out of bounds. Last touch by Bernie. So Heidenwood will inbound underneath his own basket. Out in the left corner to Landon Wood. Gives it back to Wyatt between the two circles. Now Heidenwood in the right corner. Inside to Wood. Wood had it stolen away by Nimmo. Ahead it goes to Foster. Lays up the shot. Missed it. And the foul's going to be on Owen Ream. So Ream picks up his first foul. And to the line goes Noah Foster, 5'9", junior. So Foster with two, looking for three. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. 3 points for Foster. And it's 6-5. Putnam County with the lead. As Foster's second free throw up, got them both. 4 points for Noah Foster. We're tied at six. As Wyatt will bring it across the timeline. Wyatt to the top of the key. Looks for somebody. Finds Heidenwith. Now Ream. Ream will take it down into the paint. Gets it back out to Heidenwith. Right through Zach's hands and out of bounds. So the turnover as Gage Pearson will check in. And Jaden Wyatt will check out. Noah Foster will trigger. As Foster will bring it across the timeline. Foster around the top of the key to the free throw line. Kicks it out to Robinson. Three-pointer air ball. And out with it comes Gage Pearson. Pearson gives it to Fowler. Fowler to the top of the key. Looks for somebody. Gives it down to Pearson on the left wing. Pearson, a couple of dribbles to the free throw line. Gives it out to Owen Ring. Tries another three. Bullseye! Second three-pointer by Owen Reed. He has six, and it's a three-point lead for Putnam County. As Johnson at the top of the key, gives it to Foster. Foster takes it right at Wood. Puts up a shot, rejected it by Wood, and Wood comes away with it. Gives it to Fowler. Fowler to the top of the key, and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Noah Foster. That's his first, second team foul against Bernie. So it'll be Zach Heidenwith with the inbound on the near sideline as the official has to tie his shoe. Now Heidenwith looks for somebody to throw it to. And now bad pass stolen away by Johnson to the glass. Lays it up. Got it. 4 points for Tristan Johnson. Johnson and Foster between them, but average about 15 to 17 points a game. So Fowler gets it to Pearson. Pearson gets it underneath. To Wood. Wood makes a spin move, lost the ball, and it's picked up by Micah Schooley. Now to Johnson. Johnson gives the ball to Foster on the left wing. Schooley in the left corner, no look pass on the left wing. Now Schooley for three. Off glass, no good. And Lance Fowler off the rebound. Fowler will bring it across the timeline. Seesaw opening. Now Heidenwith will try a three. Passes on the rim, no good. Rebound. Sticks around out with it. Comes Landon Wood. They give it to Pearson. Plays it up and got it. And he's fouled. The basket counts. 2 points for Gage Pearson. As the foul is going to be on. As soon as they tell me who the foul is going to be on. So Kennedy Powell picked up the foul. The free throw is no good. Off of the rebound, Noah Foster. Foster to Johnson. Johnson gets it inside to Nimmo. Puts it up and got it. John Nimmo, nice interior passing. That's what Putnam likes to do. So 2 points for Nimmo. Ballard comes across the timeline. Ballard around the top of the key to the right block. Lays it up and got it. 3 points for Lance Fowler. 13-10, Putnam up by three. Johnson with the basketball, has it between the two circles. Gives it to Foster on the left wing. In the left corner, it goes to Powell. Now long, three-pointer, bullseye. That was Tristan Johnson. He has 7 points. We're tied at 13. As Powell, or Lance Fowler, has the top of the key. Now they give it to Ream. Ream tried to take it down the lane, dribbled the ball off his shoe. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Bernie basketball. Tied at 13, 1:35 left to play in the first quarter. Tristan Johnson will bring it across the timeline. Johnson dribbles the free throw line, kicks it off to Powell in the right corner. Now Schooley on the right wing, a bad pass, and saved in bounds, and almost got the last who hit that. Okay. As he moved the table, that took Joanne out. That was a three, I think. Now he gets inside to Wood, puts it up, got it. 2 points for Landon Wood. There it comes, Foster to the basket, lays it off, glass, no good. And a rebound comes off to Landon Wood, lost it, picked up by Pearson to Fowler. As Fowler will bring it across the timeline. Fowler takes it down to the block, lays it up, got it. 5 points for Lance Fowler. 17-15, Putnam County with the lead as Johnston will walk it across the timeline. Johnston has it between the two circles. He gives it to Foster, deep left wing. Man-to-man defense by Putnam County. Out pops Johnston at the timeline. Johnston guarded by Owen Ream. Johnston dribbles around to the left wing. Now almost a bad pass picked up by Nimmo. On the left side of the circle, Nimmo gives it back to Johnston. Johnston, in a double team, almost lost it. Picks it up, gives it to Foster. Now three-pointer on the way. Bullseye at the buzzer. Camden Powell with 3 points. Did he hit the other one, maybe? Okay. 10 points, 4-4-3-3. Yo, I know they will. Yep. So anyway, that's in the first quarter. With the score, it's Bernie 18, Putnam County 17. Back in a minute. This is KMAM Sports.
Putnam County State Bank is your hometown bank, and they take pride in offering their customers all the modern-day conveniences they expect from their financial institution. NetTeller, their online banking solution, allows for easy account access and effortless bill payment. NetTeller is a secure and convenient way to manage your finances. Stop in and see them at Unionville or Milan, and they'll be happy to get you started with internet banking. Member FDIC. Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams.
Back at Springfield as we start the second quarter, boys. Class 2 semifinal, Bernie leading Putnam County, 18-17, Putnam with the basketball. As Wyatt has it between the two circles. Wyatt to the right wing to Heidenwood. Heidenwood tried to get it underneath and does to Pearson, lays it up, missed it, and a rebound, tipped out. Here comes Johnson. Johnson to the dotted line, kicks it out in the corner. Shot put up, no good by Schooley. Bounced across the rim, engaged Pearson off the rebound. Pearson gives it to Wyatt. Wyatt around the top of the key to the right wing. Kicks it to Wood on the right lane. Wood right for the basket. Puts up the shot and missed it. Rebound tipped around. And they got a last touch by Pearson. Now Trace Riediger will check in for Putnam County. Also, Nimmo checks back in, and Robinson checks out for Bernie. So Bernie with the basketball, leading 18-17. As Wyatt, a little pressure in the backcourt. Johnson brings it across the timeline, gives it to Foster, inside to Nimmo. Nimmo in a double team, kicks it back to Foster in the left wing, on the left of the left corner, the left wing. Johnson, the rolling 10-footer, missed it. Nimmo off the rebound. Nimmo walked with it. Yep, they're going to call a jump ball. That alternating possession will stay with Bernie. So nice defense by Putnam County. It'll be Johnson to inbound. Gets it to Schooley, to Foster. Now Nimmo at the high post. Schooley for three. Bullseye. 3 points for Mike and Schooley. It's 21-17, a four-point Bernie lead. High post, Landon Wood. Wood gives it to Heidenworth. Out of the corner for three, no good. Tip up by Fowler, got it. Lance Fowler with 7 points. As here's Johnson between the two circles. Schooley thought about the three, goes to the right wing, kicks it back to Johnson. Johnson to the free throw line, kicks it out to Foster. Foster drives the baseline, little 10-foot runner, no good. And Lance Fowler out with the rebound. Fowler will bring it across the timeline. And now bad pass, tried to find Heidenworth. Stole away by Johnson. Now Johnson tried to get it to Foster, and is tipped out of bounds by Riediger. Putnam County fans weren't too sure about that one, but the official right there. So it's going to be Noah Foster to inbound underneath his own basket. As Foster slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Gets it in to Nimmo, and it's slapped away by Wyatt and picked up by Owen Ring. Now they get it inside to Landon Wood. Running 10-footer, got it. 4 points to Landon Wood. And we're tied at 21. Johnson across the timeline for the Mules. Has it between the two circles. Gives it to Foster at the timeline. Now Johnson at the timeline. Now Bob Foster. Foster guarded by Owen Ring to the left side of the circle. Skips it over. Johnson drives the right wing. Gets it inside to Nimmo on the right block. And tried to get it back out to Johnson. Knocked out of bounds by Lance Fowler. So it's Bernie's basketball. Out of bounds underneath it on basket. Noah Foster will trigger. As Foster looks for somebody, gets it to Nimmo in the right corner. Now Johnson, a little 10-footer, got it. 9 points for Tristan Johnson. 2-point Bernie lead. Wyatt with the basketball. The Ream on the right wing in the right corner to Heidenworth. Now Landon Wood kicks it back out in the right corner. Back inside to go to Landon Wood. Wood tried to make a move. He draws a triple team every time he gets close to the block. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. Coming in the ball game for Putnam County is Zach Heidenworth. And Lance Fowler will check out for a breather. Owen Ream to trigger. Ream looks for somebody. Gets it inside the wood. Puts up the shot. Missed it. But through the foul, the foul's going to be on Nimmo. So let's wait for the patient. Yep. It's John Nimmo. Picked up his first foul, and Landon Wood will go to the line, and he'll shoot two shots. First shot up, got it. 5 points for Landon Wood. 23-22, Bernie up by one. Wood with five, looking for six. Isaac fires it, got it. 6 points for Landon Wood, and again, we're tied at 23. Johnson across the timeline. Picked up by Owen Ring. Gives it to Foster, deep left wing in the left corner. They tried to force it inside. That was Hunter Corzine back in the ball game. Stole it away by Putnam. Here comes Wyatt. He gives it to Ring on the right wing. Ring back in the right corner to Wyatt. Wyatt tries to back in, get the ball inside. Shots put out. No good by Trace Riediger. Now it's loose on the floor. Finally picked up by Johnson. Johnson wants to run. Takes it right at Heidenweb, missed his shot, but I think he drew the foul. we'll wait and see. I think Zach Hindwood just picked up the foul. That's his first. So first foul on Zach Hindwood. And at the line, Tristan Johnson, he has 9 points, looking for 10. Shots on the way. Pinball is not no good. Lance Fowler will check back in. Also, Robinson checks back in for the Mules. LaTerrence Robinson. So Johnson, 9, looking for 10. Isaac fires it and got it. 10 points for Tristan Johnson. And it's a 1 point birdie lead, 24-23. Wyatt flips it inside to Wood. Wood takes it right to the hoop, lays it up and got it. 8 points for Landon Wood. 1 point Putnam County lead. As Johnson will bring it across the timeline. Johnson guarded by Owen Ream. Out pops Foster. Foster takes it on the left side of the circle. Now Schooley will try a 3. No good. And the rebound goes out of bounds off of Lance Fowler. So it'll be Bernie basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. 3:48 left to play in the first half. 25-24 as the shot's put up out of the corner by Johnson. No good. Heidenwood comes off the rebound to Fowler. As Lance Fowler will walk it across the timeline. Gets it to high post to Landon Wood. Wood gives it out to Ream. He'll try another 3. Bullseye! 3 threes for Owen Ream. And it's a 4-point Putnam lead as Foster backs out of the left corner. Now Johnson stops, pops him 15, missed it. And Lance Fowler off the rebound. Fowler in a hurry this time. Kicks it out to Heidenwood on the right corner. He'll try a 3. No good. Tip up by Wyatt. Got it. Jaden Wyatt has 4 points. Now across the timeline, a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Jaden Wyatt. So Wyatt picks up his first foul. Schooley will check out. Back in the ballgame for the Mules, Camden Powell. So Foster inbounds to Johnson. Johnson. He looks at his other team, kicks it out to Robinson at the high post. Now in the corner, Foster. Johnson drives right as Powell, lays it up off. Glass got it. Nice, pretty move by Johnson. 2 points. They'll say, well, about 4 points Putnam leads. They try to get the ball to Fowler at the high post. Whistle and a foul. As the foul, I think, is going to be on Nemo. Yeah, John Nemo picks up his, I think that's his third. Nope, just his second. So Fowler has it on the right side of the circle. Kicks it out to Ream on the right wing. Ream in out of the corner. Now he dumps it down on the baseline to Fowler. Kicks it back out to Heidenwood. Top of the key for 3. Bullseye! That's Heidenwood. Nothing but net. That's Robinson. Gives it to Foster, drives the baseline, kicks it back out in the right corner. Shot for 4-3, no good, and Heidenwood off the rebound. Gets to the Fowler with 2 minutes left to play in the half. Find him on top, 33-26. That's Fowler out of a double team, gives it on the right wing to Heidenwood. Heidenwood, now Ream, fall away 3, left it short. And Nemo off the rebound, gives it to Johnson, ahead to Foster. Foster takes it to the left block. Kicks it back out to Johnson. Now Foster will try a 3. Bullseye! 7 points for Noah Foster. And it's a 33-29 Putnam lead with the basketball. Wyatt sees it opening. Kicks it underneath to Pearson. Pearson puts his shot up and got it. Under the basket, just stood in the air and it went down. 4 points for Gage Pearson. 6 points, Putnam lead as Johnson across the timeline for Bernie. Takes it right at Gage Pearson. And a foul, I think, is going to be on Pearson. Well, let's see. Either Wyatt or Gage Pearson, one of the two. I'm waiting for the scoreboard to see who picked up the foul. Well, I'm not sure. three-pointer by Robinson, bullseye. LaTerrence Robinson makes it 35-32. Wyatt to Landon Wood, takes it down to the right block, leans in, puts a shot up, got it. What a play. He scooped it up out of a double team, and 10 points for Landon Wood. 37-32, Putnam with the lead. About 40 seconds left to play in the half. Foster now back to Robinson for three. No good. Wood on the rebound. And coming down on top of him was Camden Powell. So Camden Powell picks up his second personal foul. And Putnam will have the basketball. 37 seconds left to play in the first quarter, first half, rather. 37-32, Putnam County with the lead and the basketball. Jaden Wyatt will bring it across the timeline. High post to Wood to Heidenworth on the left side of the circle. Tried to get it inside, and Robinson saved it from going out of bounds, and Bernie with the basketball. Johnson will bring it across the timeline. Johnson will go for the final shot, down to 12-11-10. Robinson at the free throw line. Takes it in among the trees. There's a three. No good. And Johnson puts the shot up at the buzzer. Hit it. And that's in the first half with the score. Putnam County 37 and Bernie 34. Back in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
Your team will travel a lot of yards this season. The question is, how much ground are you prepared to cover year-round? Make sure your vehicle is outfitted with the best in OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. From tires and wheels to lift kits and bumpers, you'll find everything you need to make sure your ride stands out in the crowd. It's time to get jacked up. Visit Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories in Memphis for all your automotive needs. Call 660-328-6634 or visit MayberryFarms.com.
Role models are more important than ever in today's society. You can serve as a role model for others the next time you display good sportsmanship at a high school athletic event. Good sports are winners and are also vital to preserving our fine sports traditions. So the next time you attend a sporting event, remember to be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
You want your news while it's still news, but when you subscribe to your weekly newspaper, it may take several days to receive it by mail. By that time, the next edition is getting ready for publication. That's why the Unionville Republican invites you to subscribe online. Get your local news, sports, and other important features immediately instead of having to wait until the news is no longer the news. For the latest rates and to sign up for an online subscription, go to the Unionville Republican's website at UnionvilleRepublicanOnline.com.
Niemer is celebrating March Madness. This just might be your lucky month to win a $20 bill credit on your Niemer bill. Upgrade your internet speed for 1 month at no additional cost. Niemer will add your name to a random drawing and will give away five $20 bill credits. It's madness. No, March Madness. Faster internet and exciting basketball to enjoy all month. Give Niemer a call today at 1-833-NIEMER-NOW.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Springfield, Missouri, home of the Missouri State Bearcats. And we are in John Q. Hammer's Auditorium, home of the Missouri State Bearcats. We're having a free throw shooting contest. That's why I'm kind of hesitating because it's right in front of me. So evidently, one from Bernie, one from Putnam County, and the first free throw, no good. Claire Tipton is from Putnam County trying to make the free throws. She can't run after the rebound, so at least one of the Putnam County cheerleaders is getting the ball for her and throwing it to her. She blew a knee. She hasn't made one yet, and still hasn't made one yet. Finally, she got one to go. And the kid from Bernie's only made one. His free throw, no good. Tipton's free throw, no good. He's having to run out of his own rebound. As Claire Tipton, leaving everything short. Finally, she got one to go. So did the guy from Bernie. Claire is going to try it again. The kid from Fernie made one at the buzzer. Well, maybe that wasn't it. Claire Tipton still shooting. She made another one. That's the third one, I think. And another one, she's leaving them just a little bit short. She'll adjust, and she does. She made another one real quickly, and again, left it short. And the kid from Bernie is Claire Tipton's leading them way short now. The kid from Bernie, no good. Claire made another one. That's five, I think. Another one from Claire, in and out, no good. And now they're knocking the time down, and Claire hit five. Now, I don't know how many the other kid made. They said he made seven. I didn't see that. But anyway, Claire Tipton, knee brace and all, on the floor at a free throw shooting contest. Well, we're at halftime of this boys' semifinal, and the Putnam County leading the Burning Mules 37-34. Take a look at the first half score in first four. Putnam County, Jaden Wyatt with 4 points. Lance Fowler with seven. Zach Hyden with three. Owen Ream with nine. Gage Pearson with four. And Landon Wood with 10. For the Burning Mules, Tristan Johnson with 14. Noah Foster with seven. Camden Powell with three. Micah Schooley with three. And LaTorrence Robinson with 3 points. And, of course, I haven't put, let me see if they've given me the right, because usually it's going up period. Okay, Bernie led at the first quarter 18-17. And in the second quarter, Putnam County outscored Bernie 20-16. I'm trying to do math while I'm on the run here. So, yeah, let me see. That was, no, that can't be right. Yep, it would be right. 20-16. So the score, now, here I'm trying to do things. Mark, I'm not really good at multitasking. So the score right now is 34-30. So that would be 18. 20, that score to the 23-18. That's what I was trying to finally get to. So, again, we're at halftime of this boys' Class 2 semifinal. And Putnam County leading Bernie 37-34. And tonight's game is being brought to you in part by these fine Putnam County boosters. Jerry Knight Real Estate in Unionville. Alamo Inn in Unionville, Missouri. Johnny's Place in Unionville. Vernon Graphic Solution in Unionville. Midwest Marshall Academy in Unionville. And by Unionville Livestock. And I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KNEM Sports.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
At Lowe's, every pro is an MVP to us, no matter how big or small your business is. Earn back when you spend, get exclusive offers, and paint rewards. It all adds up to help level up your business. Join Lowe's MVP's Pro Rewards and Partnership Program today. Minimum purchase required. Earnings and paint rewards awarded as Lowe's e-gift cards. Exclusions, restrictions, and more terms apply. Valid through 12/31/22. See Lowe's.com/L/Pro Loyalty Terms. Subject to change. U.S. only.
Kelley Blue Book is the one-stop shop for pricing, fixing, selling, and instant cash offering. Instant Cash Offer is exactly what it sounds like. An official offer to buy or trade your car. Woo-hoo! Just enter your VIN or license plate. Answer a few questions about your car's history and what kind of condition it's in. In minutes, you'll receive an offer to sell or trade your car that you can be sure is fair. Then choose a dealer to purchase your car and schedule a time to meet. For all of the it's, KBB.com.
Friends, do you enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture. They also offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. Member FDIC.
And welcome back, everybody. Springfield, Missouri. John Q. Hammond's Auditorium. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Putnam County Midget Basketball from the Final Four on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEMFM Memphis. As Putnam County back around Kyle Fleischman, Bernie Mules had not come back on the floor. And I don't know what they're going to do. But take a look at some first-half stats. Putnam County shot 15 of 27 field goal from the field the first half to 56.6%. Three-point attempts, 4 of 9, 44%. And at the free throw line, 3 of 5 for 60%. For Bernie, field goal-wise in the first half, 13 of 29, 44%. 5 of 15 from three-point land, 33%. And 3 of 4 field goals, 75% in the first half. So Bernie finally decided to show back up. They got out of the locker room. There's no warm-ups, no nothing. They're back ready to play basketball. As we start the second half, Putnam County will have the basketball. As Ream gets it to Wyand. Back to Ream on the left wing. And left side of the circle to Fowler. Now three-pointer from Hayden with no good. Fight for the rebound, and out with it comes Bernie. As they give it to Camden Hunter Corzine. And I think that's the way you pronounce it, Corzine. And he brought it down the floor. It was knocked out of his hands out of bounds. So the inbound to pass in the right corner to Powell. Now three-pointer on the way, left and way short. That was Johnson. And the rebound off to Hayden with to Lance Fowler. As Fowler will bring it across the timeline. Now pops Ream between the two circles. Hayden with the right side of the circle to Woods. They get it inside. Put shot up by Fowler. Got it. Lance Fowler with 9 points. And it's eight. Back to a five-point Putnam lead as Johnson to Foster on the left wing. Get it to Corzine at the high post. Now Powell on the right wing to Johnson. He's cut off by Lamb and Wood. Now Powell for three. No good. Rebound tipped around by Nemo and a whistle and a foul. I think they're going to call the foul on Lance Fowler. And they will. So Lance Fowler picks up his first foul. First team foul against Putnam County. Foster will inbound to Johnson on the right wing. He'll bring it out between the two circles. Guarded by Owen Ream. High post to Foster. The foul on the left wing. Johnson at the free throw line. Running 10-footer off glass. Got it. 13 points for Tristan Johnson. Now full court pressure by Bernie. As Wyatt got to it. Little running 10-footer for Owen Ream off the baseline. Got it. 11 points for Ream. Real quick and down the floor to Foster. Bill of a wild shot. No good. Powell off the rebound in a double team. Still in a double team. Kicks it back to Johnson in the right corner. Kicks it back out to Corzine at the top of the key for three. No good. Whistle on a foul. Foul's going to be on John Nemo. That's his third. So three fouls on Nemo. So Bernie's going to play full court pressure. At least to start the second half. Fowler will get it into Hayden with. Back to Fowler. Slips a double team. whistle and a foul, and the foul is going to be on Johnson. So Tristan Johnson picks up his first foul. First team foul against Bernie. Lance Fowler will inbound on the far sideline. Pressure again by Bernie to Wyatt in the backcourt. As Wyatt in the double team. Stolen Ream, and Ream threw the ball back to Fowler, and Fowler is still in the backcourt. So a turnover, Putnam County. Robinson will check back in for the Mules. Also, Schooley checks back in. Out goes Powell and Corzine. As Foster will get it into Johnson, back to Foster. Now Johnson to the top of the key to Foster on the left wing. Foster kicks it over to Robinson on the right wing for three. No good. And Nemo off the rebound. They put back. Got it. 6 points for John Nemo. Now Owen Ream will do a double team and lost the handle on the basketball. And knocked out of his hands by Schooley. So it'll be Heidenwith inbound on the near sideline, right in front of it. Gets the ball to Jaden Wyatt. Wyatt gets the ball to Ream. Still between the two circles to Wyatt. Now inside to Fowler. Fowler to Ream. And Ream walked with it. That pump fake. Shuffle the feet. Happens every time. So it'll be Bernie basketball trailing 41-38, 5:31 left to play in the third quarter. As Johnson brings it across the timeline. On the left wing to Foster, now back to Johnson, back to Foster. Tries a three, no good, and rebound tipped around. Out with it comes Lance Fowler. So Fowler's going to bring it across the timeline, dribbles into a triple team. That means somebody's open. Gives it to Wyatt. Wyatt takes it down the lane, puts up the shot, it goes down. And the foul is going to be on Robinson. So Jaden Wyatt with 6 points. And LaTerrence Robinson picks up his first foul as Jaden Wyatt is at the free throw line. He has six, looking for seven. Isaac fires it, missed it off the front of the rim. Nemo had the rebound and a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Landon Wood. So Landon Wood picks up his first foul, second team foul against the Midgets, 43-38. Under the lead, here comes Johnson to Foster, to Johnson. Between the two circles, Foster on the left wing. Johnson, between the two circles. Johnson takes it right at Landon Wood, puts up a 10-foot runner, no good. And Jaden Wyatt off the rebound. Wyatt gives the ball to Fowler. To Heidenwith, back to Fowler. Fowler takes it to the oh, place, and I've got it. Just gives it to Heidenwith. Never slowed down, got it right back. He has an 11 point. Schooley gives it to Robinson, drives the right baseline, puts up the shot, missed it. And fouls either going to be on Wood or Fowler. That's who they use. It's going to be on Lance Fowler. Fowler picks up his second foul, and LaTerrence Robinson will go to the line to shoot two. He has three, looking for four. That's Robinson. Isaac fires it. Got it. 4 points, LaTerrence Robinson. Now back in the ball game comes Camden Powell. Still trying to readjust the table after we took the shot in the first half. Robinson, second free throw on the way, missed it. And Lance Fowler off the rebound. 45-39, Putnam's biggest lead of the ball game. Frazier by Bernie. Fowler, still in the backcourt in a double team, gets it over to Gage Pearson. And Bernie got the 10-second call. So turnover, Putnam County. Tenacious press put on by Bernie. So it'll be Powell to inbound on the near sideline to Johnson. Johnson will walk it to the top of the key. Corzine. Now three bullseye by Powell. 6 points for Powell, and now we have a timeout. Four away left to play in the third quarter. It's Putnam County 45, Bernie 42, and tonight's game is being brought to you in part by these fine Putnam County boosters, Weston Heating and Air Conditioning in Unionville, the Unionville Country Club and Golf Course in Unionville, Fields Cattle Company in Unionville, Shawnee Sam's home, or Shawnee Sam's, rather, home of the Big Foot Tenderloin this Saturday at the Rutledge Flea Market, by Clary Knight Real Estate in Unionville, the Alamo Inn in Unionville, Charlie's Place in Unionville, Vernon Graphic Solutions in Unionville, Midwest Marshall Academy in Unionville, and the Unionville Livestock, all helping bring you Final Four Putnam County Midget Basketball on the sports leaders, Northeastern Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. 4:08 left to play in the third quarter. First Class 2 semifinal of the day. And I'll worry more about the winners and losers after the game's over. So Putnam with the basketball. Pressure by Bernie. Heidenwith gives it to Pearson. Pearson gives it back to Heidenwith on the right wing. Heidenwith across the dotted line. Another three by Ream. No good. Tip up. No good. And out with it comes Foster. Foster to Heidenwith. And put the shot up, missed it, but he fouled by Zach Heidenwith. Two fouls on Zach Heidenwith. That'll send Noah Foster to the line. Foster has 7 points, looking for eight. He'll shoot a pair. First shot on the way, got it. 8 points for Noah Foster. There's Noah Foster with eight, looking for nine. Eyes it, fires it, and got them both. 9 points for Noah Foster. And it's a one-point Putnam lead with the basketball. As Fowler gets the ball to Ream, and Ream down the near sideline. Bounce out, try to bounce pass through the paint to Wood. Stolen away by Corzine to Johnson. Now Powell in the right corner to Johnson from 15. Got it. 15 points for Tristan Johnson. It's a one-point burning lead. As Fowler tries to dribble through the double team. Throw it away to Johnson. Puts it up and in. 17 points for Johnson. And now Putnam County wants a timeout. 3:15 left to play in the third quarter. It's Bernie, 48. Putnam County, 45. Back in a minute. This is KMEN Sports.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams. You want your news while it's still news, but when you subscribe to your weekly newspaper, it may take several days to receive it by mail. By that time, the next edition is getting ready for publication. That's why the Unionville Republican invites you to subscribe online. Get your local news, sports, and other important features immediately instead of having to wait until the news is no longer the news. For the latest rates and to sign up for an online subscription, go to the Unionville Republican's website at UnionvilleRepublicanOnline.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Springfield. Putnam County down by three with the basketball. Pressure by Bernie. Wyatt dribbles to a double team. Lost it, but picked up by Fowler. And Fowler is fouled. As the foul is going to be on Noah Foster, that's his second. So Heidenwith will inbound on the near far sideline, gets it to Wyatt. Wyatt has it between the two circles, gives it back to Heidenwith. He'll try a three on the way, missed it, tip up by Wyatt, got it. Jaden Wyatt with 8 points. 1 point, Bernie Lee with the basketball. Johnson takes it right at Wood, kicks it back out in the corner to Corzine. Corzine for three, bullseye. Hunter Corzine with 3 points. Back to a 4 point Bernie lead as Fowler tried to take it by Cameron Powell. Powell picks up the foul. That's his third. finish. So it'll be Putnam basketball. Third foul on Corzine. Lyon gets it underneath to Lamp. Fowler puts it up. Got it. Fouled. It'll count me as foul. 13 points for Lamp Fowler. Give this to Owen Green. Now Robinson will check back in, and Corzine will check out with three fouls. Lance Fowler with 13 points, looking for 14. Shot up, got it. 14 points for Lance Fowler. 1 point, Bernie lead. Owen Ream will check out, and Gage Pearson will check back in. So Johnson will bring it across the timeline. Johnson on the deep left wing to Foster. Foster to the free throw line. Now Corzine for another three. No good. And Gage Pearson off the rebound. Gives it to Wyatt. Wyatt down to the left wing. It goes to Fowler. Fowler gives it to Heidenwith. Now fast to Gage Pearson on the left wing. He'll dribble around the top of the key. Bounce pass to Wyatt on the right wing. Wyatt gets it underneath to Pearson. Pearson puts the shot up. Missed it. And the rebound is knocked out of bounds as Robinson again tried to save it in, but his foot was on the line. As all this is going on right in front of me. So Heidenwith gets it into Wood in the left corner. To Wyatt. Now Fowler into Wood. Wood takes it to the block, lays it up, missed it. Heidenwith with the rebound, puts it back up, got it. That Heidenwith stayed right with it. He has five, and now Bernie throws the ball away. 1:33 left to play in the third quarter. Putnam County 52, Bernie 51. Putnam with the basketball. Pressure by Bernie as Wyatt goes over the head of Pearson right to Nemo. Back to Johnson. Johnson on the left side of the circle. Johnson takes it to the hoop high off the glass and got it. 19 points for Tristan Johnson. And now bad pass on inbound play. Robinson. Offensive foul on Robinson. So LaTerrence Robinson, well, they're going to count the basket. The foul's going to be on Jaden Wyatt. Putnam fans are not happy over that call. So LaTerrence Robinson. And as Kyle Fleischman at the timeline talking to the official about that. So Robinson trying to complete the three-point play and got it. 7 points for LaTerrence Robinson. Still Placer as Fowler is fouled by Robinson. So LaTerrence Robinson picks up his second personal foul. 4 points, Bernie lead, 103 left to play in the third quarter. Well, it's a 1-1 after 17 foul against Bernie. The last foul will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. Nobody's had over a 6-point lead in this ball game. And that was Putnam County. So last foul is first one's out, no good. And Nemo comes off the rebound to Foster, to Robinson. Now Johnson put up a shot, and Fowler got a piece of it. Out comes Wyatt to Wood. Now Fowler at the top of the key. Fowler looks for somebody. Gives it back to Jaden Wyatt between the two circles. High post to Landon Wood. Gets underneath to Pearson. Put up a shot. No good. Tries it again. Got it. That was Lance Fowler. Couldn't see for the body. Goes down and counts, and he fouls. And the foul's going to be on LaTerrence Robinson again. So LaTerrence Robinson, I think, got the foul. As Fowler's free throw up, got it. 17 points for Lance Fowler. Now Foster takes it right at Landon Wood, decided against that. That's like dribbling right into the White Cliffs of Dover. So he pulls it back out. Johnson to Robinson between the two circles. To Johnson with 18 seconds. They'll go for the final shot. Kicks it over to Robinson. Johnson in the center circle, guarded by Heidenreich. To Foster. Foster, still left side of the circle. Robinson will try a three. No good. And Heidenreich comes off the rebound. And a whistle and a foul with 2 seconds left to play in the quarter. The foul's going to be on Johnson. Tristan Johnson picks up his second personal foul. And this time, Zach Heidenreich will go to the line. And he'll shoot a 1-1. Trace Riediger checks in, and Lavin Wood checks out for a breather. So Zach Heidenreich with 5, looking for 6, will shoot a 1-1. Trying to tie the game. First shot. Got it. 6 points for Zach Heidenreich. We're tied at 56. 2 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Heidenreich with 6, looking for 7. Isaac fires it. Got it. 7 points for Zach Heidenreich. 1 point. Putnam lead. Nemo will inbound. And a prayer at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Putnam County 57, 30-56. Back in a moment. This is KMEN Sports.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over 2 decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
The Progressive ABC Insider.
There's so many stories, there's so many legends in the black cowboy culture.
LaMonica Garrett stars in 1883, the Yellowstone prequel on Paramount Plus. It's an important role for him with more to tell.
There were so many others you've never heard of that helped reshape the Western frontier.
The ABC Insider is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. I'm ABC's Matt Wolf.
Final boys game in the final four, and Putnam with the basketball. A bad pass goes off Landon Wood. Stolen away by Bernie. Down by 1. Foster in the left corner. Now they try to get out to Johnson, and it's tipped out of bounds by Jaden Wyatt. So it'll be Bernie basketball out of bounds on the far sideline. Camden Powell will check back in, and LaTerrence Robinson checks out. So Johnson gets inbound fast. Gives it to Foster on the left wing. A high post to Grzine. Foul in the right corner to Johnson. Johnson walked out by with it. Now trying to go inside to Nemo. Batted away and stolen away by Owen Ream. To Lance Fowler. Fowler gets it to Heidenreich. Heidenreich had it knocked away. To Johnson. Ahead to Foster. Off glass. Got it. Noah Foster with 11 points. 1 point. There's a 1 point Bernie lead. Fowler to Heidenreich. Gets it over to Jaden Wyatt. Wyatt jump pass to Ream on the right wing. Now Heidenreich inside. It goes to Wood. Off glass. Got it. Landon Wood just too strong when you get to that low. 1 point Putnam lead. Foster gets it back out to Johnson. And tipped away by Putnam County and taken away by Heidenreich to Fowler. As Fowler will bring it across the timeline. Gets it to Heidenreich on the deep right wing. Now Wood. Now Wyatt takes it along the baseline, but of a shot, missed it. Hit the rebound out, but Johnson picks it up. Johnson stops, pops him. 10, got it. Tristan Johnson, that's 21 points. Well, 23 points for Tristan Johnson, and now timeout on the floor. 6:25 left to play in the ball game. Bernie 60, Putnam County 59. And tonight's game is being brought to you on KMN by the fine Putnam County Boosters, Weston Heating and Air Conditioning in Unionville, Unionville Country Club and Golf Course in Unionville. Beals Cattle Company in Unionville. Johnny Sam, home of the Bigfoot Tenderloin, this Saturday at the Rutledge Flea Market. Gary Knight Real Estate in Unionville. 6:25 left to play. A lot of time left in this ball game. Frazier by 30. As inbound pass to Heidenwith, to Fowler. Fowler looks for somebody, gets it to Ream, and Ream brings it down the near sideline. Ream takes it right to the hoop, lays it off, Glass missed it, and Nemo off the rebound to Johnson. Johnson will bring it across the timeline to the free throw line, gets it out to Foster for three. It'll be short, and it goes out of bounds. So it's going to be Putnam County basketball. 30 kind of lives and dies by the three-pointers. Right now they're hanging in there. Still pressure by the Mules. Heidenwith. Jump pass to Owen Ream on the right wing. Back to Heidenwith between the two circles. High post to Landon Wood. Took it down to Blaine. Tried to get it to Pearson. Stolen away by Johnson. Now Foster has it in the left corner. Foster will try another three. No good. And Heidenwith had it. Taken by Nemo, tried to put up the shot, and a whistle of foul. The foul, I think, is going to be on Landon Wood. Lance Fowler, they say, picked up the foul. That's his third. So three fouls on Lance Fowler. John Nemo at the line. He has six, looking for seven. First shot up, got it. 7 points for Nemo, 2 points, burning lead. Owen Ream will check out. Jaden Wyatt will check back in for the Midgets. As Nemo, seven, looking for eight. Shot on the way, missed it. And Lance Fowler off the rebound. Still Frazier, even after a miss, gets it across the timeline to Heidenwith. Now Gage Pearson, left side of the circle. Heidenwith for three. Bullseye! 10 points for Zach Heidenwith. 1 point. Putnam lead, 62-61. Johnson with the basketball. Takes it to the right side of the circle. Kicks it out in the corner to Powell. Now Johnson on the right wing. Johnson, couple of dribbles. Gives it to Foster in the center circle. Back to Johnson on the right wing. Johnson takes it right at Landon Wood. To Foster in the corner. Now Corzine, bullseye. Hunter Corzine with 6 points. It's a 2 point. Bernie Lee has Heidenwith. Had the ball knocked away from behind by Foster. As Foster will bring it across the timeline in a hurry. Gets it down to Corzine on the corner, and he double dribbled it. Double dribbled the basketball. Comes back to Putnam County. Now Jaden Wyatt will check out. Owen Ream will check back in for Union of Putnam County. Pressure by Bernie. Again, Fowler in the backcourt. Fowler is trying to draw a foul of flop. Now knocked away, picked up by Heidenwith. We'll try another three. No good. And Johnson comes off the rebound. And the net is caught up on the rim. So now they get it down, but the shot was taken. The net was up on the rim, but Heidenwith missed it, so it'll be Bernie basketball. 64-62, the Mules with the basketball and the lead by two. Now, bad pass. Corzine lost it, almost tied up by Fowler, and Bernie calls a timeout. 4:11 left to play in the ball game. It's Bernie 64 and Putnam County 62, and tonight's game is being brought to you on KMM by the Putnam County Boosters, the Alamo Inn in Unionville, Charlie's Place in Unionville, Vernon Graphic Solutions in Unionville, Midwest Marshall Academy in Unionville, and the Unionville Livestock Company. When both teams come back on the floor, Bernie's going to have the basketball. They got the timeout just in time, so it'll be Mule basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Noah Foster will trigger. As Foster looks for somebody, gets it in the Nemo. Nemo on the right block and tried to get it back out in the corner to Johnson. And it's knocked out of bounds by Owen Ream. So Foster will inbound underneath his own basket. Well, yep, underneath his own basket to the near side. Gets it out to Nemo on the right wing. Nemo looks for somebody. Gets it on the right wing to Gorsine. Now three, bullseye by Powell. 9 points for Camden Powell. The 5 point burning lead as Landon Woods with the basketball gets it underneath the basket. To Gage Pearson now. Three by three, bullseye. Olin Green for 14 points. And now Bernie steps on the sideline or the in line to try to inbound. And to give the ball right back. Jaden Wyatt will check in. Gage Pearson will check out. 67-65, Bernie with the lead. Heisenwood underneath his own basket. And a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Nemo, I think. And they will call it on John Nemo, and that's his fourth. John Nemo, the 6'3 center. Landon Wood at the line. First shot up, got it. 13 points to Landon Wood. As Landon Wood, 13 looking for 14. Up, no good. And off the rebound comes Nemo. Gets it ahead to Johnson. Johnson in the corner to Powell for three. No good. And Wyatt comes off the rebound. A 1 point Bernie lead as Wyatt lost the ball. And an offensive foul on Jaden Wyatt. So Jaden Wyatt, he dribbled into four blue jerseys and picked up the offensive foul. That's three fouls on Jaden Wyatt. As they check the floor for perspiration. 3:28 left to play in the ball game. Bernie 67, Putnam County 66. And Bernie with the basketball. Jaden Wyatt goes on a little pressure. They get it in to Powell. Back to Foster. Foster will bring it across the timeline between the two circles. Man-to-man defense by the guards. Out comes Corzine at the top of the key. Now Johnson to the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Foster on the left wing. Back to Johnson. Deeper left wing. As Johnson tries to get the double team. And a whistle and a foul as he was bumped by Landon Wood. And they're going to call Landon for the foul. That's his second. And to the line will go Tristan Johnson. Has 23 points, looking for 24. So Tristan Johnson. Eyes it. Fires it. Got it. 24 points for Johnson. Looking for 25. Isaac fires it and got it. 25 points for Johnson. 3 point Bernie lead, 69-66. Pressure by Bernie. Heisenwood gets it over to Owen Ream. As Ream to Wyatt. On the baseline, gets it inside to Wood. Wood gives it to Fowler off glass. Got it. As Lance Fowler with 19 points. Up, Bernie up by one with the basketball. Foster on the left wing. Gets it to Corzine at the high post. Now Johnson across the free throw line. A whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be against Landon Wood. So Wood picks up his third personal foul. And at the line goes Tristan Johnson. 25 looking for 26 is Tristan Johnson. Johnson with a 1-1. First one up. Got it. 26 points for Tristan Johnson. Makes it 70-68, 2 point Bernie lead. 2:26 left to play in the game. Johnson's second free throw on the way, got a post. 27 points for Tristan Johnson. 3 point Bernie lead. Frazier by the mule. Fowler in the backcourt to Heidenwood. To Fowler. Fowler gives the ball to Wyatt. Wyatt takes it back to Ream for three. Bullseye! Owen Ream with 17 points. We're tied at 71. 2 minutes left to play. Johnson takes it to the hoop, lays it off, glass, no good. Headlamp Fowler off the rebound. Fowler in a double team. Gets it to Heidenwith. He's the top of the key. Heidenwith down the lane, tried to kick it out of the corner to Ream. Batted out of bounds, so Owen Ream will inbound on the near sideline. As Ream gets it to Fowler. Fowler to the left side of the circle. Now Wyatt gets it underneath to Fowler. Puts up a shot. No good. Tries it again. No good. Gets it back one more time. Puts it up. Missed it again. And Powell off the rebound to Johnson. As Johnson across the timeline takes it right at Landon Wood. Puts up a shot. And whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Landon Wood. They say Landon Wood caught him on the arm. So that'll be four fouls on Landon Wood. So Tristan Johnson at the line, 27 points, looking for 28. Shot up, got it. 28 points for Tristan Johnson. 1 point, Bernie lead, 121 left to play. There's Johnston. Shots on the way, got them both. 28 points for Tristan Johnson. Fowler, to the right side of the circle. Now Wyatt, down the left lane. Wyatt gets it inside. The Fowler puts up the shot. Missed it, but he was fouled. Foul's going to be on Corzine, I think, and it will be. So Hunter Corzine, that's his second. Lance Fowler at the line to shoot a pair. He has 19, make it 20. Rolled around and rolled in. 20 points for Lance Fowler. 73-72, Fowler's free throw up, missed it. And the rebound is taken by Wyatt, puts it up, missed it. Fowler got the rebound. Ties it again. No good. Fight for the rebound. Head out with it comes Johnson. Johnson backs off between the two circles. So many shots over the basket. Would not go down. Under a minute left to play. Johnson with the basketball. He'll just dribble it around. Gets it underneath Corzine. Puts up the shot. And it goes down. It counts. And he fouls. 8 points for Hunter Corzine, and if it's on Landon Wood, there's a whole bunch of people not on Landon Wood, maybe on Heidenwith. Nope. I don't know who got it. Corzine shots up, missed it, and last foul off the rebound. 3 point, Bernie lead. Fowler with the basketball, gives it to Wood. Wood puts up the shot, partially blocked, and they're going to foul Johnson. And the foul's going to be on Jaden Wyatt. And that's four fouls on Wyatt. Well, let's see if they change it to four. Well, nope, they're going to call it on Landon Wood, and he just fouled out of the ball game. So Landon Wood will set down, upset with himself, as Gage Pearson will check in. 29 seconds left to play in the game. 3 point Bernie lead, 28 points for Johnson. Now 29. Two possession lead for Bernie, 76-72. Johnson with 29. Well, the scoreboard says now 30. Shots on the way. Got it. Now I've got him for 30. Scoreboard says 31. Timeout on the floor. 29 seconds left to play in the ball game. It's Bernie's biggest lead of the game at 5, 77-72. Back in a minute. This is KMN Sports.
Putnam County State Bank is your hometown bank, and they take pride in offering their customers all the modern-day conveniences they expect from their financial institution. NetTeller, their online banking solution, allows for easy account access and effortless bill payment. NetTeller is a secure and convenient way to manage your finances. Stop in and see them at Unionville or Milan, and they'll be happy to get you started with internet banking. Member FDIC. Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County Midget Teams.
Welcome back, everybody. Springfield, Missouri. John Q. Hammond's Auditorium. They're down by five. Here comes Wyatt across the time. Wyatt to the midget. Three-pointer by Ream. Airballed it. And now with it comes Foster. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Jaden Wyatt. He just fouled out. So Wyatt just fouled out of the ball game. And, of course, well, this time they fouled Noah Foster. So Heidenreich will check in. They haven't told Wyatt, I don't think, that he's fouled out. That no, the scoreboard says he only has four. So Noah Foster at the line with nine, looking for 10. Shots up, got it. Oh, 12 points for Noah Foster. He had 11. For Noah Foster, there's my extra point right there. So Foster second free throw, no good. Takes Pearson off the rebound. Gets it out to Fowler. Fowler across the timeline to Heidenreich. Heidenreich, top of the key, for three. Oh, my! Zach Heidenreich was surrounded. How he even got the shot off, I don't know. Top of the key, hit it. Makes the score 78-75 with 9 seconds left to play. Bernie with the lead. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
2 years.
9 seconds left to play in the game. 3-point Bernie lead with the basketball. Frazier by Putnam as Nemo will inbound. Gets the ball in to Johnson, and he's definitely the wrong guy to foul. As he has 31 points, and he'll go to the line, and he'll shoot. Probably two free throws. I don't know whether he's missed one. If he's missed one, it's only one. Now Jaden Pribble will check in. As Jaden Wyatt, I think maybe he did foul out. So Jaden Wyatt fouled out as Johnson's first free throw got it. 32 points for Tristan Johnson. So Jaden Pribble will run down and take his place on the left lane. No blue jersey is on the left lane. So 32 looking for 33. Missed it as Pearson gives it to Fowler. as Fowler gives it to Wayne for three. That's into the ball game. What's the final score? Bernie, 79. Franklin County, 75. Back in a moment. This is K&M Sports.
Milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours.
Spilled your milkshake? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to your milkshake.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours.
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
You know your closet well, but what does it sound like? Yes, your closet. Does it whisper your taste? Does it scream your taste? The new Stitch Fix Freestyle, your personalized store, gets to know your unique style and fit. Its selection transforms to show you only the looks and trends you'll love. With a store that evolves alongside your taste, your closet will scream, so you, without actually screaming. Introducing Stitch Fix Freestyle for women and men, your personalized store. We're so you.
That's the sound of your KFC chicken sandwich order. That's what happens next. Your chicken is Kentucky Fried to order. And that's the sound of your chicken being put on a brioche bun. Brioche buns don't make a lot of noise. Then we add sauce and pickles and serve your sandwich to you piping hot. Order the KFC chicken sandwich. It's Kentucky Fried to order on the KFC app or at KFC.com. At participating locations, prices may vary.
Your team will travel a lot of yards this season. The question is, how much ground are you prepared to cover year-round? Make sure your vehicle is outfitted with the best in OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. From tires and wheels to lift kits and bumpers, you'll find everything you need to make sure your ride stands out in the crowd. It's time to get jacked up. Visit Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories in Memphis for all your automotive needs. Call 660-328-6634 or visit MayberryFarms.com.
Role models are more important than ever in today's society. You can serve as a role model for others the next time you display good sportsmanship at a high school athletic event. Good sports are winners and are also vital to preserving our fine sports traditions. So the next time you attend a sporting event, remember to be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
You want your news while it's still news, but when you subscribe to your weekly newspaper, it may take several days to receive it by mail. By that time, the next edition is getting ready for publication. That's why the Unionville Republican invites you to subscribe online. Get your local news, sports, and other important features immediately instead of having to wait until the news is no longer the news. For the latest rates and to sign up for an online subscription, go to the Unionville Republican's website at UnionvilleRepublicanOnline.com.
And welcome back, everybody, to John Q. Hammond's Auditorium as the final in the first Class 2 boys semifinal. It was Bernie, the Bernie Mules, defeating Putnam County 79-75. Take a look at the first the scoring. First four, Bernie. Tristan Johnson with 32 points. Noah Foster with 11. Micah Schooley with 6 points. Hunter Corzine with 8 points. Lateris Robinson with 7. And John Nimmo with 7 points. For Putnam County, Dave Wyatt with 8 points. Lance Fowler with 19. Zach Hyden with 13. Owen Ream with 14. Gage Pearson with 4. And Landon Wood with 13. Scoring went like this as Bernie led 18-17 after one quarter. Putnam County outscored Bernie 20-18 in the second quarter. Well, I still say it's 23-18. And Putnam County led 37-34 after three. In the third quarter, it was Bernie outscoring Putnam 22-20. And Putnam led 57-56 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Bernie, mainly on the strength of a lot of Tristan Johnson free throws, outscoring Putnam County 23-18. And Bernie wins it 79-75. Bernie will play for the championship tomorrow at 4 o'clock. They improved to 29-1. Putnam County will play in the first place game tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, a game you'll hear on KMEM as Putnam County now 24-3. As just moments from now, I'm going to have a chance to talk to Kyle Fleischman. As coming up, Bishop LeBlanc and Norwood. And here he comes right now. As Kyle, you're getting tired of going down. You're getting tired of going down the roll already.
Here I am. Hey, I'm ready for you.
Okay. That was a tough loss. It always is. But a case like this where it was anybody's game until about the last, three or four minutes?
Yep. We had some opportunities in there, too. Boy, we missed three or four bunnies there. I think two possessions in a row where we crashed the boards hard, got in position, took the shot we needed to right underneath the hoop, and we just couldn't quite finish it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bernie come out and threw that trap on you and never let up, and it really bothered you.
Yeah, it didn't let us. The first half, we did a great job offensively at doing what we want, getting that ball inside. We knew that they were going to have a tough cover on either going to guard someone down low or guard Owen or Zach on that perimeter, and we knew we'd get that advantage. But then once they had that press in there, those quick turnovers, and then they got quick points off of it. And yeah, that definitely hurt us in that second half.
Well, in the last 4 minutes, it was too much. It was the Tristan Johnson show on free throws. That kid, I think, missed two.
Yeah. He's a great player. I mean, he was going to be our toughest matchup there because he's got a pull-up game that we probably haven't seen all season where he's fast and get around you. And usually most of those quick guys just go right to the rim, and our bigs can kind of slow them down inside there. But, yeah, he's got that pull-up game, and he definitely did a great job of hitting those mid-range jumpers on us.
Well, 32 for him, but you had your main scorers. Lance Fowler had 19, Zach had 13, Owen had 14, and Landon had 13.
Yeah.
I mean, what more could you want except for five more points?
There is one more thing I'd want there. No, I mean, we've been a balanced team all year. We have all of these guys. They can definitely score. In all in different positions. That's what's special. They all have unique ways of scoring, and they all know and understand their role of where they can make those buckets. And it showed tonight how well they can all do that.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's your turnaround. Got to go home or go back to wherever you are, go to sleep, get something to eat, or you're going to be back here at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, well, hopefully we're not too sore in the morning because I know this is definitely a physical game out there. But, like it or not, we'll be there.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Kyle. I'll let you go. But there's more people want to talk to you now than I know.
Gotcha.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you.
I'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
Yep. That was Kyle Fleischman. He's the head coach of the Putnam County Midgets. He saw his Midgets lose 79-75 to Bernie. So tomorrow we'll be here at 2 o'clock as they will play. Let me see. The winner of the second game, Bishop LeBlanc and Norwood. That's coming up next, so we won't know till probably in the morning. So I'm going to have to make two stat sheets. It's what I'm about to do. Darl, how are you? Here, put this on. You don't want to talk? Darl Davis.
I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you and the job you do.
Hey, no problem.
We've listened.
Ben, put this on real quick. This Darl Davis is going to talk a little bit. Go ahead. Can you hear me, Darl?
I can hear you.
Okay. Now we can hear you. Go ahead.
Well, I was just want to tell you how much I appreciated your broadcasting this year. And I had some upper respiratory sickness and missed a lot of games. But through you, I was able to hear a lot of the games, so I really appreciate it.
Well, good. I'm glad you did. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Well, I'm down here anyway.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, let's go back real quickly, because I know Mark's got to go home. Real quick, let's go back to 2017 at Columbia, when the Scotland County girls won third place. You were still on the nation board. And what was it like for Grandpa to put a ribbon around granddaughter's neck?
Well, that was a special moment, and I wasn't on the board, but Eric Churchwell from Palmyra was on the board, and he was gracious enough to let me do that.
Because
that's quite a moment.
We had those girls in the station on a coffee break, and that was one thing I asked her, and she kind of said the same thing. Because, you know, it's something you would have never dreamed about when you were still on the board.
No,
never.
I was just thinking about this boys coming down this year, and I was thinking about Marcus Hanson and how much he would like to have been here and seen them.
Well, certainly would have. And he was on the board for a long time.
Yep. He was on 8 years.
You bet.
Yeah.
Darrell, appreciate you. Appreciate you stopping by. Appreciate the compliment. That it's not just me sitting here. It's all the guys back,
I know.
In Memphis, and the sponsors and everybody. I just get to read. So thank you.
Well,
I appreciate it.
You guys do a great job, football and everything, and softball. And I just wanted you to know how much I appreciate you and KMEN for what they do.
Well, I appreciate it, Darrell. Thank you. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so again, it's the final. As Bernie wins it, they improved to 29-1 by defeating Putnam County 79-75, and we'll be on the air just before 2 tomorrow. For the boys, third place game, that will be held in the Hammond Student Center. That's where the third place games will be held tomorrow afternoon. The girls' third place game will be at noon, and Putnam County boys will be right after that. For producer Mark Denny, for wounded Joanne Peters, from Chuck Q. Hammond's Auditorium, in Springfield, at the Final Four, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Nehmer is celebrating March Madness. This just might be your lucky month to win a $20 bill credit on your Nehmer bill. Upgrade your internet speed for 1 month at no additional cost. Nehmer will add your name to a random drawing and will give away 5 $20 bill credits. It's madness. No, March Madness. Faster internet and exciting basketball to enjoy all month. Give Nehmer a call today at 1-833-NEHMER-NOW. Friends, do you enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture. They also offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. Member FDIC. Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County Midget Teams.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Zara's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Carl quit this morning, so Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect time to power up productivity and gaming victories. Now you can save what Dell employees save on high-performance tech. Save 17% on XPS and select Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, check out exclusive savings on Dell monitors, headsets, and accessories for greater immersion in all you do. Upgrade today by calling 800-BUY-DELL. Again, that's 800-BUY-DELL, or you can visit dell.com/semi-annual sale.
7:34, thanks so much for listening to this broadcast of Putnam County Midget Basketball. Sadly, the Putnam County boys fall to Bernie. A good game tonight, just 2 or 3 points short. So they'll play at about 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for third place at state. So again, congratulations to the Putnam County Midget Boys Basketball team on a fantastic season. Our game tonight has been brought to you in part by these regular season sponsors that include Mayberry Farms, Truck and Accessories near Memphis, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, also Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank, member FDIC, the Unionville Republican. And these additional sponsors for postseason that include the Alamo Inn, Beals Cattle Company, Charlie's Place of Unionville, Gary Knight Real Estate, Midwest Martial Arts Academy, Shawnee Bigfoot Tenderloin Shack at Rutledge, Unionville Country Club and Golf Course, Unionville Livestock Market, Vernon Graphic Solutions, and Weston Heating and Air Conditioning. So stay tuned tomorrow afternoon, your last chance for high school basketball before baseball gets underway. In just another, about a week or a week and a half, something like that. Yeah, we'll be playing baseball in no time flat. Putnam County boys playing for third place at state tomorrow afternoon about 2 o'clock. We'll have that game for you here on KMEM Radio, on the KMEM stream at KMEMFM.com. And, of course, the games will be archived on our website. You can listen to them anytime. On behalf of Donnie Middleton, I'm Mark Denny. 36 minutes after 7 o'clock, that's all from us from KMEM Sports. Back to regular programming. Have a great Friday evening, everybody.